Hi, folks. This is Paul Westcott, host of the White House Brief, and welcome to the podcast page. It's so good to have you here. And this is one of what I hope is to be many podcasts and discussions and different postings on this page. You, of course, can get the show every single day of the week here podcasted because you guys demanded it, so we're going to give it to you. But now I just want to give you a brief update. Obviously, it's just around 9:30 on the East Coast, and right now, just several hours earlier in Tucson, Arizona, where President Obama just finished speaking. He's greeting and has been greeting members of the Arizona Congressional Delegation. He went with a bipartisan group, including Nancy Pelosi, to Tucson, Arizona, for what was the memorial service that everybody was expecting. And you know what? Honestly, I expected him to interject politics into it more. And I have to say, you're going to see the anchors, folks, on MSNBC. You're going to see the ones on NPR. You're going to see them on ABC News. And they're all going to be questioning why politics wasn't brought into this. Why weren't there? Why didn't he talk about gun violence enough? Why didn't he talk about it? He did mention gun laws. He did mention those sort of things, but he really never stuck it to the right like the left wanted to see him do, and I applaud him for that. He did make some mention as to tone and tenor of speech and debate, but he never specifically said, listen, this has been looked at, it happens to have come up, and he basically made it as a circumstance of the events as opposed to coming up because, you know, the left brought it up. And the fact is, the left has made up this entire conspiracy, essentially, around the right, that the right is responsible for this attack, that conservatives, that talk radio, that Sarah Palin are responsible for these events. So, like I said, we saw President Obama get up there. He did not do what the left wing wanted him to do. And I think that's going to be good for him. It's going to give him a lift in the polls. And I hate to, you know, sound callous and political about it, but I guarantee you this is what every single advisor of his is thinking, including many who have said that, you know, you can never waste an opportunity like this, including Mark Penn, a former Clinton advisor, who said Bill Clinton was able to come back after the Oklahoma City bombings in 1995. He was able to come back, and he was able to get more momentum going into 1995, 1996, going into that next electoral cycle. Yes, it sounds callous, but Mark Penn, like you said, he needed Barack Obama needed something like this, and he had his moment here. I think he's going to see a lift from this. I think this is something in prime time he did. And like I said, the event was really a great deal more impassioned and excited than I thought it was going to be. Usually the tone and tenor of these is not, well, first of all, it's usually not a stadium full of people, which was a little bizarre to begin with, but also it was this sort of raucous, excited crowd. And I'm not going to go after the people of Tucson if that's how they want to, you know, share their feelings. I mean, that's fine with me. But President Obama played right into it. He came up with somewhat of a somber tone, and then he began to play to the crowd, and he started to get that Obama campaign trail tone on. And believe me, I'm not saying it's a positive thing. I'm just saying it's just the way he decided to operate. All right, folks, there you go. A little bit of an analysis immediately after President Obama's speech. Thank you so much for joining us here on the White House Brief podcast page, powered by Posterius. So good to have you with us once again. I'm Paul Westcott. We'll see you later.